Okay, so it's probably the final recording here, catching up with the Wivenhoe Open Air Shakespeare Company following their 5 performances of The Tempest. Now, this all started back in February, I believe, at the Congregational Hall, and I pushed a microphone in the face of Sheila Foster, and she very kindly but also very reluctantly answered a few questions, and I find myself now doing the same thing right towards the end of July. So Sheila, it's come to an end. It's quite sad. Should we first of all just touch upon the performance? And so we had 5 shows. Did they go how you're expecting them to go?
The performances really went far, far better than I could have imagined even just a week ago. The cast really took hold of the play. They grew into it, and each performance became better and better and better. They were finding more in the text. They were finding more things in their relationships. And I sat last night and just smiled all evening and enjoyed the show, relaxed and enjoyed the show. I'm very, very happy. And so is Jan, who worked on it with me. We think it's been fantastic, yes.
And so finally, after like 5 or 6 months or so, you've got for 3 hours in that period to sit back and just, I guess, take stock as to what's been achieved. Is that really hard to define? So what do you think have been the main achievements here? I can say from this side of the stage up front, I think just seeing a group of individuals working together collectively and feeling part of something of a whole.
I think it is that. It's people coming together. And I think, personally, there's something about doing a Shakespeare play which is initially very challenging. Everybody finds it very challenging. They got to get to grips with the language. But then when you're actually in dress rehearsal, in performance, people are finding more and more and more in it. And that is why the thing develops in the way it does. People have come to love. They're quoting their lines. They're developing the relationship between the characters. And that is, Shakespeare does that every time and seems to bond people together. So the biggest achievement is bringing a whole group of people from Wivenhoe, different people, some who've done a bit before, some who haven't, and them all cohering as a company and enjoying each other's company and the play.
And were you surprised, Sheila, about to actually find the level of talent here in Wivenhoe? Because it's quite a challenging play to cast. People I've spoken to, one of the comments have been, it has been cast superbly. So it clearly wasn't just literally pulling names out of a hat. But all those individual parts seem to have been cast spot on, and that talent was there in the town.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because when we first we came together and had a meeting as a group, and then we held auditions and gathered more people. But if you remember back, our initial auditions, we didn't have anybody who could have been a Ferdinand at that stage. We had a group of enthusiasts who all wanted to do it, but it wasn't necessarily obvious who would play what. So Jan and I have cast best fit, given the characters and the people we had, and then we've worked from there. And so it wasn't the obvious casting to us in the first place, but we're very, very happy with the way things have developed. So some characters have developed because of the people who've played those parts.
I think it'd be very, very unfair to actually single out any particular actors. So I'm just not going to, because I thought everyone just really fitted into their role perfectly. And also, it's worth mentioning the whole set design, that the massive backstage support which you had. Please do tell me, so after the performance on Saturday last night when it finished, I know you were all very, very tired, but did you allow yourself any celebration?
We did. We gathered outside the bar tent and we all raised a glass to William Shakespeare and basically said much what you've just said, that it's so difficult to single out individuals because everybody has put in their contribution. And you know, the music was wonderful, the Jan set and props were wonderful, and the actors have all done above and beyond, you know, just the performance. So we got together and celebrated, and then we had a party. A lovely member of cast offered their home, and we had a bit of a party. It was lovely.
And now it's Sunday morning or Sunday lunchtime. Mm. Quite symbolic. Cars are going past. The set's been cleared. It's come to an end. But the final question.
It's only 11:30.
This must lead to, so people need to recharge their batteries, I think, and take stock as to what's been achieved here. Mm. But I know people will be asking already. People have mentioned to me, is this going to be a return for next year? Has Wivenhoe Open Air Shakespeare got a future, hopefully?
Well, I don't want to commit myself totally, but I think it's that Wivenhoe Open Air Shakespeare has taken on life of its own anyway. I think it doesn't have to be me, but I think people want to do it enough that it will happen again. Whether in a year or in 2 years, I don't know. A lot of the people who are involved in this are also involved in pantomime, which is a yearly thing. If they did Shakespeare and pantomime every year, they'd be working round the year.
But there is certainly...
I think there's a building momentum that means it must happen again, I think.
Yeah, both from a production point of view and also, I think, now from the expectations of the audience in Wivenhoe. You've been very visible. People have been out there, come to support you. Move forward, I would say. Carry forward the momentum.
I think that would be good. I think, yes, the audiences seem to have enjoyed it. And I think unless we do one soon, they'll forget again. So yes, we should. We should. And
So please don't leave it a further 8 years gap. I know a lot has happened sort of in that period in between. Yeah. But Sheila Foster, so thank you, first of all, for being so decent to allow me to have all this access. But also, I think, just for staging those five wonderful performances, I know it's been very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.